99.9 Radio USA. That's Mama's Broken Heart, and that is Miranda Lambert. It's 6:50. We're at 39 degrees, and it's Scott Hanson. We've got Keith Urban's cop car on the way, by the way. Right now, it's time to get weird. Yes, the weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. An Idaho man is asking for help in his quest to build the ultimate video library. It will include thousands of copies of one VHS, the Keanu Reeves flick Speed. Ryan Betts says that he intends to buy every tape copy of the movie in existence, and he's already well on his way. He has 550 tapes, all of the same movie. He explains that he has he became obsessed with Speed as a kid. It was the only R-rated movie in his parents' home, but asked why he started the World Speed Project. He says if it had some sort of point, it would totally ruin it. My project is not useful. He says it's useless in every way. He's even got a Kickstarter campaign to keep his bus on the road for as long as it takes. And he promises to stay under the speed limit. Ha-ha. And how about Christopher Kalen of Chicago? Pretty lucky guy. So far this month, he's won the lottery not once, not twice, but three times. It all started in the beginning of the month. He won $25,000 on an Illinois scratch-off game. He and his fiancée were so happy, they decided to go out and celebrate with a special dinner. After dinner, they stopped at a gas station and decided to play the same lottery game. And he won again. This time, it was just a mere $1,000. But a week later, he stopped at a Chicago newsstand outside his office, and he scratched a ticket to reveal what he thought was a $25,000 prize. But as he went to the lottery office to claim his prize, he realized he had made a mistake. His third winning ticket wasn't $25,000. It was actually $250,000. So that made him, his total winnings, $276,000 on the same lottery scratch-off game. Not a bad month. That, my friends, is your weird news at 6:52.
Ford is America's best-selling truck for 30.